Today's daf is Rosh Hashanah daf Chaf Dalet, and we are at the Mishnah, about 15 lines from the bottom of daf Chaf Gimel Amid Beis, Ketzad Boit Genes HaEdim. Today's daf is being learned as a Zchus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Sara Aliza, Avadya ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba ben Devorah, Devorah bas Mecha, Shmuel ben Tehila, Chaim Aaron ben Fega, Tamar bas Chasida from Arifka, Eliyahu Zeb ben Brindel, Mordechai Yisrael ben Esther, Menachem Mendel ben Rachel Mindel, Gittel bas Chaya, Gedalia Eliezer ben Roiza, Malka Miriam bas Esther, Kahos ben Fega, and Baruch ben Rachel. Today's das also being learned as a schus for Esther bas Bela Rivka for a Zivug Hagun. So we're continuing to discuss the halachos of Eidos HaChodesh, the halachos of how Bezdin once upon a time went about determining when exactly Rosh Chodesh was. Says the Mishnah, Ketzad Boit Genes HaEdim. So Edom arrived, they're in a large chatzar, it's called Beis Ya'azek. There's a smorgasbord that's been prepared. There's a very comfortable, but yet at the same time, maybe uncomfortable feeling, and they're waiting to be summoned. So the Mishnah says, Zug Sheba Rishon, the peer of Edom that arrived first, Boit Genes HaRishon, would be cross-examined first. So it was first in, first out. And they determined who was the most chashiv of these two Edim. For Omer and Lai, and they would tell him, Ketzad Ra'isas HaLavana, tell me, how did you see the Levana? Lefnei HaChama? Was it in front of the sun? The moon was leading the sun? Ola Achar HaChama? It was behind the sun. It was trailing the sun. Litzafoina? Was it to the north of the sun? Ola Deraima? Was it to the south of the sun? Kama Hoya Gavaya? How high up in the sky was it? Ulayin Hoya Noita? In what direction was it pointing? The Kama Hoya Rachav? How wide was the moon? Im Amar Lifnei HaChama? If the aide said that I saw the moon, but it was lifnei hachama, it was in front, quote unquote, of the sun, like amar klum, then we immediately know that we can dismiss his edus. V'achakach says the Mishnah, machnin sanasana sheni, they would bring his compadre in, they would bring in the second aid, uboid genoisen, they would cross-examine him as well. Im nimtzu didivrei mechuvanim, if the two independent testimonies checked out with each other, edusan kayemes, then this edus is a good edus, Bezdin would accept it, and based on that, they would be mekadesh techoidesh, they would determine that it's Rosh Chodesh. Rishar kol azugos. Now what about all the other people that showed up? So you have 100 peers of Edom that arrived. Everybody was able to see the new moon. We were able to get it right on the first try. So what do you do with everybody else? So the Mishnah says they didn't just send them home, but rather Shailin Oisei Rashi Dvarim. They would ask them some big picture questions. Not because they needed. They shouldn't have to leave all ungesetzt. Because we don't want to disincentivize them from coming again in the future. Bezdin was very, very sensitive for people to want to come, because you never know, sometimes we may have to determine Rosh Chodesh based on the testimony of one peer of Edom. So you never want a person to think that his Edos and his coming is just a waste of time. So even though really at once they determined that it was Rosh Chodesh, it wasn't necessary to hear from any of the other Edom, but at the same time, b'shvil sheyehu regilim lavoi, they would cross-examine them, not in a detailed way, but rather in a Roshe Devarim way. So the Mishnah gave a few examples of Ketzad Boitkin Es HaEdim. The Mishnah said they would ask the Edim, Ra'isa Es HaLavana Lifnei HaChama, Oyla Achar HaChama, Litzafoina Oyla Deroima, Kama Hoya Gvoya, Layin Hoya Noita, Kama Hoya Rochav. So there were a few questions that were asked. Now, the Gemara assumes right now, as we begin this Gemara, that the definition of Lifnei HaChama or La'achar HaChama means, did you see the moon right before the Moilad? Or did you see the moon right after the Moilad? So we spoke a little bit about this on Daf Chav. It's going to come up a little bit between now and the end of the Perek again. That is, the moon month begins at the moment of the Moilad. And the Moilad, in layman's terms, is when the sun, the moon, and planet Earth are perfectly aligned, to the point that if you're standing on planet Earth, which presumably that's where you are, it would be impossible to see any of the reflection of the sunlight on the moon, because the only part of the moon that's facing the sun is completely removed from planet Earth. That moment, it's impossible to see the moon. That's when we look at the moon as if it died. So that what happens a moment later is the Leda, and that's when the new month begins. The point is, you can see the moon shortly before the Moilad. You could see the moon shortly after the Moilad. You can't see it at the moment of the Moilad. We also saw the Gemara in Daf Chaf Amud Beis that says there's a 24-hour period, the Michsi Siara, depending on your vantage point, if you're in Eretz Yisrael or if you're in Bavel, there's a 6-hour period and an 18-hour period where it's going to be not visible either before the Moilad or after the Moilad. But here's the point. The point is that if the Edom saw the moon right around the time of the Moilad, there's always the possibility that although they think they saw the new moon, but maybe really they saw the old moon. It's a fine line. So the question now is, the first thing we need to determine is, I understand you saw the moon. And we're going to ask you a bunch of questions about the moon. How tall, how wide, etc. But did you see the new moon or did you see the old moon? And the Gemara's understanding is that the question of lifnei achama or la'achar achama, again, in layman's terms, is did you see it momentarily before the moilad or did you see it after the moilad? And that's what the Mishnah says. Amar lifnei achama l'yom aklum. That if the Eid says that I saw lifnei achama l'yom aklum, because lifnei achama is just another way of saying that I saw the old moon. If you saw the old moon, obviously you didn't see the new moon, which means you didn't witness Rosh Chodesh. Fine. So with that premise, freik the Gemara kasha. Hainu lifnei achama, hainu litzvoino, hainu la'achar achama, hainu l'droimo. Meaning, if lifnei achama, la'achar achama means what we just said, did you see the moon before the moilad? Did you see it after the moilad? Then the question of lifnei achama and litzvoino, and the question of la'achar achama and l'droimo is identical. Because the Gemara says the only way to understand what litzvoino and l'droimo means is that exact question. Did you see the new moon or did you see the old moon? Did you see it before the Moilad? Did you see it after the Moilad? So, Freita Gemara, why would you have to ask the same question twice, albeit in a different nusach, but the chaymer of the question is really the same? Because lifnei achama la'achar achama means, did you see it before the Moilad, after the Moilad? Litzvoino l'droima means the same thing. Meaning, if you saw it, the moon to the north of the sun, then by definition it would mean you saw the moon before the Moilad. If you saw it to the south of the sun, l'droima, it would mean that you saw it after the Moilad, which is the same as lifnei achama la'achar achama. So, Freita Gemara, why do you have to say it twice? So, because of this question, the Gemara says you have to say that the question of lifnei achama and la'achar achama is not the same as Litzvoino L'Droima, but rather means something else. Amar Abaye, Sabaye said, you know what the question of Lifnei Achama L'Achar Achama was? P'kimasa Lifnei Achama or L'Achar Achama. The question was, the P'kimasa Levona, that's the part of the moon that you cannot see. The part of the moon that is not visible. Was that Lifnei Achama? Was that exposed to the sun? Or was that L'Achar Achama? In Amar Lifnei Achama, if he says the P'kimasa Levona was lifnei hachama, then obviously layomar klum, because by definition the pkima salavana is the part of the lavana that's not exposed to the sun. So obviously you would say lifnei hachama layomar klum. So the first thing Beis Din did before they got into some of the more granular questions and before they did more of a deep dive here, they said, let's just see if this person even knows what he's talking about. So tell me, the pkima salavana, was it facing the sun? He says, oh, absolutely, it was facing the sun. Out, next. Bring in the next day, right? So then it was easy. If he says, I saw it lifnei achama, or what the Gemara now says means litzvoino. See, it means you saw it fire the moilad. You saw, yeah, that's fayurig is chaydish. That's not news anymore. We knew that a month ago. And as a result, that's immediately going to be discarded as well. So once we figured out some of the more high-level questions, okay, now we can get into it a little bit more. That's the crux of what the Mishnah is saying. Says the Gemara, now, how do you know that the Pgimas HaLevana can't be Lifnei Achama? Now, we know it because we know it, but the Gemara does what it often does, and that is the Gemara brings a pasuk for it. So what does it mean, Oyseh Shalom B'mroimov? Kadosh Baruch Hu makes sure that this peace B'mroimov in Shemayim. What it means is that the sun never saw the Pkimas HaLevana, V'loi Pkimasa Shal Keshes. Additionally, it never saw the Pkima, the indentation of the rainbow. Says the Gemara, Pkimasa Shal Levana. Why did the sun never see the Pkimas HaLevana? The Chol Shaddai. Because we're afraid that the moon is going to have chalisha sadas. If the begima of the levana would be facing the sun, it would cause the moon chalisha sadas. What's the rest of the story? A Gemara in Chulin Daf Samach, Rashi quotes it right in the beginning of Parashas Bereishis, that originally Hashem said vayasa likim eshnei ha'me'oirois ha'gedoylin, but then it was amor ha'gadol memshalas Hayoim, that's Amar Hakatan Lamemshalas Balaila. And Rashi says, Shavim Nivru, really the son and the moon were created, Shavim. They were both Ma'oirois Hagdolim, but Venesmata Levana, Achakitrika, Va'omri, Efshalishne, Malachim, Shamshab Kasarach. But then the Levana came with a Kaychatayna. He says, you can't have two kings that are going to rule over the same kingdom. So Hashem said, you're right, moon, you bring up a very good point. And as a result, Nesmata Alevana. So the Pkimas Alevana, the whole concept of the moon not being a source of light, the whole concept of being a Mar Hakatan, was something that came about as a result of a bad argument, but at the same time, the moon lost it. And because of that, we're concerned about the Chalisha Sadas, literally, the Lashon HaGemara, Chosha Daite of the Levana, and it's for that reason the Pkimas HaLevana is never facing the sun. What about Pkimas HaShal Keshes? Why is that a big deal? Why don't you want the rainbow to be facing the sun? The Leilemru Oivdei HaChama, because we're afraid that the Oivdei HaChama, the people that worship the sun, they're going to say, Girei Kameshadia. They're going to say, you know what the rainbow is? The rainbows are the weapons. It's the arrows that the sun is shooting, and as a result, it shouldn't be deemed a shooting rainbow in the weaponry sense. So it's for that reason Hashem made it that the rainbow should not be situated in that way. The background to this is really world history, but the Rambam lays it out beautifully in the beginning of Hilchas Avodah Zarah. It's Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph. When the Rambam talks about how Avodah Zarah happened, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam and Chava, Yitzir Kapav Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with all the Madregas of Adam Rishon Kodem Achet. Now granted, Adam and Chava, they ate from the Eitz Hadas, and as a result, mankind was cursed. But how did we go from Adam Arishon to Avodah Zarah? And the Rambam ponders that question in the beginning of Hilchas Avodah Zarah, and the Rambam gives the history of it. And the Rambam says that it all began because people viewed the celestial beings, people viewed the sun and the moon and the stars and the galaxies as being the shamashim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We'll see more about that later in the daf. But they were viewed as being shamashim, servants of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they felt that just like a person has to worship the king, he has to praise the king, maybe you have to praise and you have to worship his gabayim as well. Not because the gabay in and of itself is a deity, but that's just an indirect way of giving kavod to the source. You're mechabit somebody's gabay, you're being mechabit the person himself. And that's how Avodah Zarah began. So the original Avodah Zarah were people that worshiped the sun, they worshiped the moon. In fact, Oivdei Avodah Zarah referred to in the Gemara as Akum. What is Akum? It's an acronym. Oivdei Koychavim U'Mazalis. They were the original Oivdei Avodah Zarah. And the most primitive form of Avodah Zarah was to worship the sun. So this is something that Chazal were very sensitive to. And they said that if you're going to have the rainbow situated in a way where it looks like maybe this is coming from the sun, it's going to feed in to what the Oivdei Avodah Zarah do. And said Rabbi Yochanan, that's why the Eibishter wanted to make sure that it shouldn't be done in that way. Anyways, continuing along in the Mishnah, where the Mishnah is discussing the questions that the cross-examiner would ask these Eidim. So the first question was, Ketzed Ro'iso Salavano? Was it Lifnei HaChama? Was it Lachar HaChama? Was it Litzafoina? Or was it Lidraima? We explain, what does Litzafoina or Lidraima mean? In simple terms, what it means is, did you see it before the mail? Did you see it after the mail? Zok Gemara Tani Chadi, we learned the one braisa, Litzafoina Dvarav Kayamin. If they said Litzafoina, that's the right answer. Lidraima Liyamakom. If they said Dvarav, it's the wrong answer. But Tani Yipcha, we learned in another braisa, Fakarat, Lidraima Dvarav Kayamin. If they said Lidraima, that's the good answer. Litzafoina Liyamakom. So the Gemara says, like Kasha, Kami Maisachama, Kami Maisach Shaman. The first braisa, Litzafoina is the right answer. Be Moisak Chama during the summer. Let's find is the wrong answer if it's be Moisak Shaman. And obviously, there's a longer version to all these Gemaras that we're learning right now. There's a long Rashi in the Mishnah. There's a long Rashi right here on the side of the Gemara. Ayin Sham Tanu Rabban on Echadem Gavoya Beis Mardois. So the Mishnah says that one of the questions they asked was, how high up in the sky was the moon? So what would be if one aide says it was two Mardois? So Mardois literally is a goad. That's the stick that the shepherds used to use. But it was two measurements. The other one said three. Edus and Kayemes, the halach is, we can accept the Edus. Why? Because you could be off by one. But if one says three, one says five. Edus and Bateo, that means the Edus is batal, because clearly they're not telling the same story. Even though we're mevatal this Edus, but it doesn't mean we view them both as being liars. In fact, each one individually, we're still willing to accept his testimony. The problem is, we can't accept the peer where one says three, one says five. So if another person would come in and say three, or if another person would come in and say five, would be able to be mitzvah for one of these two with that other person. Tanu Rabbanan and another brisa that discusses these halachas. Ra'inu b'mayim. What would be if Adam come and they say, we saw the moon, but we didn't see it in the sky. We saw the reflection of the moon inside a body of water. Ra'inu b'ashashas. Or we saw the reflection on a lantern. Rashi, Dibra Maskel HaShosha says, candle belaz. So we saw it on some source of light. Ra'inu ba'oven. Or we saw it in the clouds. Meaning it was a cloudy day, but we were able to see it through the clouds. Ein min idan olav. The halach is, that's not good edus. Chetzi b'mayim. What if they say they saw half of the moon in water? V'chetzi ba'oven, half of it in the clouds. Chetzi b'ashosha, half of it on candle belaz. Ein min idan olav. The halach is, that's also not good. V'chetzi gemara, the obvious question. Hashakuli amr lo'y chetzi mi'bayim. Right, it sounds like if they saw the whole moon in one of these three situations, lo'y amakom. If they saw half of the moon in one of these three situations, it's not good. Of course, it's not good. If you saw the whole moon, it's not good. Kal v'chaymer, if you only saw half the moon, so the Gemara says, no, halachi karma. What the Sefer the Brisa means is chetzi b'mayim, chetzi b'rikiyah. What if they saw half b'mayim and the other half they saw b'rikiyah? Chetzi b'oven, half they saw in the clouds, chetzi b'rikiyah. The others saw not in the clouds. Chetzi b'ashashes, half they saw in this candle, chetzi b'rikiyah. The other half they saw b'rikiyah. Even then, ein me'iden. Meaning, lo'y mi'bayi, if they saw the whole thing in one of these compromised states. But even if they saw half of it, but the other half they saw in a regular way, still it's not good. Tanu Rabbanan, Re'inu, V'shuv lo Re'inu. What would be if the Edom say, we looked up, we saw the moon, and then we looked again, we couldn't find it anymore. So the Brisa says a chiddush, ein me'iden olav, it's not good. Break the Gemara, kol hachi, chazula va'azu, what, they have to be looking the whole time? Right, what does Eidus mean? We saw something, so they saw the new moon. How long do they have to see it for? So they got a quick glimpse of it. Why should that not be okay? Amar Abayas, Abayas, and hachi come in. The Brisa must mean as follows. What the Eidim say is, ro'inu me'ilenu, meaning we were looking up, minding our own business, and all of a sudden, boom, lo and behold, there's the moon. So the aide says, you know, I turned to my friend, did you just see what I just saw? He says, I think so. And they said, all right, let's take a closer look. So like this, we can run to Bezdin and we can tell Bezdin that it's Rosh Chodesh. V'shavnu l'roisa midatenu. So then we went knowingly and bikavana to try to see it again. V'loy reinu. Then we didn't see it. Then the halach is eimer idin ala. My time, and what's the reason? Because eimer kobisa da'iva ba'amahu d'chazik. Because it could be maybe they really didn't see the moon. Rather, what they saw was, says Rashi, a sliver of cloud, which maybe is able to be mistaken for the moon. Now, ordinarily, you don't say that, but that's where there's a hinani muchanim zuman to try to see the moon. But being that over here was more masiach lefitum, and they weren't really trying to see the moon, just so happens they saw something that they thought was the moon. The reis is, then when they looked for the moon, they couldn't find it anymore. So over here, we suspect that maybe it wasn't really the moon. And as a result, we don't accept this edus. Zokta mishlevayt. Okay, so the edim now said edus, and we accepted it. Now, what's the next part of this process? Moving very quickly. Reish Bezdin, Oymer Mekudosh. The Reish Bezdin, so the head of the Bezdin would say the word Mekudosh, meaning holy. V'chol ha'am, Oymer Macharav Mekudosh Mekudosh. Everybody got involved, and whoever was there, they would also say Mekudosh Mekudosh. Benjener Bezmane. Now, it doesn't matter if the new moon was seen Bezmane. What does Bezmane mean? We know what that means. It means day 30, because the Chodesh in its perfect form would be 29 days. So the Bezmane would be the 30th day. Sometimes we have to add a day. We're Ma'abr the Chodesh, like we're Ma'abr the Shana, but that's like an add-on. But Bezmane would mean on day 30, Benjener Bezmane. Or even if they didn't see it Bezmane, they saw it on day 31, Mekachan Oysay, they went through this process where the Reish Beis Av says Mekudosh and everybody else says Mekudosh, Mekudosh. If they didn't see it, Bezmano, ain't Mekachan Oysay, no reason to be Mekadosh it. Why? Shekvar Kitshu Shamayim. Because at this point, it's inevitable. Meaning, Bezdin has to play a role where it could be day 30 or day 31. But once day 30 is out, so process of elimination, the only day Rosh Chodesh can possibly be is day 31. Once we know Rosh Chodesh is for sure going to be day 31, the Mekadesh, the Chodesh in Shemayim, and once the Mekadesh in Shemayim said, Rabbi Lazar Tzadik, there's no reason to be Mekadesh in here, says the Gemara. So we had a lot of things mentioned in the Mishnah. Number one, the Reish Beis Av said Mekudesh. Number two, everybody else says Mekudesh, Mekudesh. And then we have a Machloikis, Tanakam, Rabbi Lazar Tzadik, whether the Bezdin was only Mekadesh the Chodesh when it was Bezmane, or whether Bezdin was Mekadesh the Chodesh even when it was Shaloi Bezmane. So says the Gemara. What's the Makar to all these halachas? Number one, Reish Beis Din Vechulim. And not immediately, how do you know the Rosh Bezdin is the one that gets involved? Rosh Bezdin, maybe you save him for, you know, bigger things. Why does he have to play a role in this? Amr Abchi Bar Gamda, Om Rabbi Yosi ben Shol, Om Rebbe, Om Akra. It's a pasuk. Vayedaber Moshe, Es Moyadei Hashem, Mikan Sheroish Bezdin, Omer Mekudesh. Vayedaber Moshe. Moshe was the Rosh Bezdin. He's the one that cleared the Moyadei Hashem. So you see, he has the same Mekudesh. V'chol Om, Oinem Achra, Mekudesh, Mekudesh. After the Rosh Bezdin said Mekudesh, everybody else said Mekudesh, Mekudesh. Minolon. What's the Makar to that? So the Gemara brings a few Makars. Om Rapapa. Rapapa said, Om Akra, the pasuk says, Ashetikru Oysom. Dabri El Bnei Yisrael, V'yomar Toleim, Moyadei Hashem, Ashetikru'u oysam. Mikroi Kodesh, Elohim Mayadi, that's the end of the pasuk. So Rapapa said, I learned it from that part of the pasuk. Ashetikru'u oysam. Kori be atem, atem, not oysam, but atem. It's written without a vav. Aleph, Tav, and the mem, which can read atem, atem. Everybody is supposed to get involved. Nachma Yitzchak Amar, Elohim Mayadi, that's the end of the pasuk. And we learn from there, Heim Yoimru Mayadi. Elohim, Heim, them, they should declare that it's Mayadoi, which means that they're the ones that are supposed to say that it's Rosh Chodesh. Mekudesh, Mekudesh, Trezim, Nilama. Lee, why did they say it twice? The Rosh Pesov just said it once. Why did the that heard the Rosh Bezdin say Mekudesh, say Mekudesh, Mekudesh, Techsev? Pasuk says Mikra'i Kodesh, because this pasuk, which is the Makar, to the Am say Mekudesh, Mekudesh, whether it's Ashetikru Oysam, Atikru Oysam Ela Atem, or whether it's Eleheim Mayadoi Heim Yikru, says Mikra'i Kodesh, as a Losh Ram, that's, you know, it's supposed to happen twice. So the Mishnah then brought a machloik is whether they were Makadesh the Chodesh only Bismani, only if it's day 30, if they were Makadesh Chodesh, even if it's day 31. If it wasn't seen Bismani, they weren't Makadesh. Tanya, we learned in a price so that it brings additional shittis to this shaila. Plimoy Omer, Plimoy said, Bismanoi ain't Mekachanoi, so Shaloi Bismanoi Mekachanoi. Just the opposite. Bismanoi, there's no reason to be Mekadesh. That's when it's supposed to be. It's only Shaloi Bismanoi that we're Mekadesh. Rabbi Lazo Omer, Benkachu Benkach ain't Mekachanoi, so you never Mekadesh it. So the Mishnah brought two shittis. The Brisa brings two additional shittis. Shenemar v'kidash t'meshnas hachamishim. Rabbi Loza said, how do I know the Bezin was never Mekadesh l'chodesh? Because it says you're supposed to be Mekadesh the 50th year. Shana mat Mekadesh, you're supposed to be Mekadesh yiz v'yat Mekadesh chadoshim. You're not supposed to be Mekadesh chadoshim. So in the Mishnah, you're always Mekadesh l'chodesh, or you're only Mekadesh l'chodesh bismanoi. In the Brisa, either you're never Mekadesh the Chodesh, or you're only Mekadesh it Shaloi Bezmane. Says the Gemara, what's the halacha? Amr Rabbi Yehuda, Amr Shmuel, halacha, Rabbi Elazar Rab Tzadik. The halacha is like Rabbi Elazar Rab Tzadik. That was the second sheet of the Mishnah that said, Bezmane you Mekadesh it, but Shaloi Bezmane you're not, Shekfar Ketshu Shamayim. Amr Abaya, Abaya said, Afan Anam Yitanino. I have a shtickle araya from a Mishnah coming up. The Mishnah says, and Afchofe Yomid Bezra, ooh, Bezdin V'chol Yisrael. What would be if Bezdin and all of Klal Yisrael saw the new moon? I mean, it was as clear as night. Everybody knows that there's a new moon. But at the same time, you have to go through the process. And Nechgru Eidim, Bezdin, cross-examined the Eidim, fully speak with Leimah Bekudesh, and before they had a chance to say the word Bekudesh, Achach Sheikh already became night. So the Allah is Harezem Uber. It's too late. Even though everybody saw it, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, Rosh Chodesh is not going to be until tomorrow. Says the Gemara, Me'uber im Mekudesh Loi. Zabai made a dig from the Mishnah. It sounds like Hareza Me'uber, we push it off to tomorrow. But there's no point in being Mekadesh it anymore. Oh, that must be Rabbi Elazar Rab Tzadik. That you're only Mekadesh the Chodesh Bezmano, you're not Mekadesh it Shaloi Bezmano. Mara says, Loi Me'uber, Tzrichalei. It could be really it's Mekudesh as well. The Mishnah could have said it. But the Mishnah is not getting involved in that. The Mishnah wanted to say something else. The Mishnah wanted to say Me'uber, because I would have thought, you would have thought that maybe it's not Me'uber. If everybody saw it on day 30, and Enochinami didn't get a chance to say Mekudesh, but it's so obvious that maybe for sure Rosh Chodesh should be on day 30, Kamashmal, and that's the Chiddush, Hareza Me'uber. As it relates to Mekudesh, could be you'll have to be Mekadesh. I ain't Rashi, as a little Knech and Posh Pshan in the Gemara. Regardless, Zok the Mishnah weiter. Dumus Tsurois Lavana, a very well-known Mishnah. Hayaloi the Rabbi Gamliel, Betavla Ubekoisel Baliyasa. Rabbi Gamliel, who was the Rosh Bezdin at one point, he was the Nasi, so he had inside his attic models of the moon. And the moon looking in different ways and shapes and forms. The reason for it was Shabahem Maris Hedyoitis, he would be able to show it to the Hedyoitis, the people that weren't so familiar with what the moon is supposed to look like. Va'oimer, he would tell them, Hakazero Isa, Oikaze. So he had his proverbial lineup. So like this, they could look and point. Yeah, that's what I saw. And by knowing that's what I saw, this would be their way of figuring it out. Meaning, stump to ask questions, you show someone a model, a visual, it's like this, he's able to figure out what it is he had. So it sounds like the Mishnah is just saying something very innocent. Rabbi Gamliel was trying to help the Hedyoitos say Eidos of Kiddush HaChodesh. So what did he do? He had pictures. He had pictures of the moon. And like this, he would show people, did it look like this? Did it look like that? And this would be a good way of sorting this whole thing out. But the Gemara asks a bambakasha. Mishari, is this mutter? Are you allowed to have a picture of the moon? Vaksiv, it says in the Torah, loisasun iti elihei chesev elihei zav, loisasu lochem. And we learn from there, loisasun kidmus shamashai. You're not allowed to make a dmus of shamashai. Which, by the way, this gives credence a little bit to the mistake that the Dar Enosh made. You see that Hashem is very sensitive to not making images of shamashai. They started worshiping Shamashai because of these mistakes, says the Rambam. But the Pasuk says, Loisasun kidmo Shamashai. You're not allowed to have a picture of Shamashai. Now, the moon is one of the Shamashim, quote-unquote, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if that's the case, how is Rabbi Gamliel allowed to have such a dmos? Amar Abayis, Abayis said, Loyasra Torah, Elo Shamashim She'efsha Lasois Kemoisam. The only time this is a problem is if you have a Shamash that you can actually make the real thing. Kedatanya, it's a bryce. Yasa adam bias. A person allowed to build a house. Tavnis hechel, that's going to look like the hechel. Achsadr, you can't make a hall. Tavnis ulam, it's going to look like the ulam in the base. I make the shchatz, you can't make a chatz against the gazar. It's going to look like the gazar. Shulchan, you can't make a shulchan against the shulchan. It's going to look like the shulchan in the base. I make the shulchan. Menorah, you can't make a menorah against the menorah. Avaloisa, for example, you're allowed to make shal chamisha. You want to make a menorah that has five neiros, that's fine. Vishal shisha, six is also good. Vishal shmoina, eight. Like our Hanukkah menorah, that's also good. Oh, but vishal shiva la yasa. Seven, you're not allowed to make. Afilu shel shal minei matris. By the way, even though the menorah of the Beis Hamikdash was made of gold, you can't make it even of some other metal. Beis Yehuda said, I'll add to that. Afilu shel eitz lo yasa. You can't even make it out of wood. Kederach she'asu malchu beis chashmonoi. How do I know that? Because you know b'diyeved, the menorah is allowed to be made of wood. Because the malchu beis chashmonoi, what they did was, is they had on an interim basis, they had a menorah that was made of wood. So you see the menorah could be made of wood b'diyeved. It could be made of wood b'diyeved, and you have no right to make it. Amrulay, they told Rabbi Yehuda, no, misham raya. That's not true. That's not what happened. The malchu beis chashmonoi's menorah wasn't made of wood. It looked like wood, but it wasn't wood. Shvudim shel barzel hayu. Really, it was made of barzel. The chipon bebat, they covered it with lead. Therefore, it gave off the impression as if it was made of wood. But really, it wasn't made of wood. Hashiru, in fact, when they had Ashirus, they had more money, they were able to raise funds. Asom shel kesef, they upgraded to silver. Chazur v'ashiru, asom shel zahav. But what's the point? Point is that you can't ask Akasha, how was Rabbi Gamliel allowed to have a demus of a levana? Doesn't it say in the Torah, leisasun iti, leisasun kidmus shamashai? Because kidmus shamashai means shamashim she'efshalasos kemoisan. So if it's efshalasos kemoisan, it's a problem. But you can't make a moon. It's not possible. So you can make something that people that see will realize that you're referring to the moon, but you can't physically mimic the dimensions of the moon. That's absolutely impossible. And as a result, it's not included, says the Gemara, in the Isner of Leisasun Iti. But says the Gemara, is that true? V'shamashim she'i'ef shalasa iskemoisim. So you're telling me there's no Isner to make a dmus of the shamashim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the extent that it's e'ef shalasa iskemoisim, that you can't get it right. You can't build it to spec. Is that true, Vatanya? We learned in a braiso. It says in the Torah, same pasuk, Leisasun Iti Elihei Chesev Elihei Zav Loisasu Lochem. And we learn from this braiso, Loisasun Kidmus Shamashai Hamishamshin Lefonai Bemore. So this braiso adds a little bit that the previous braiso didn't say. This braiso says clearly that included in this is even the celestial beings, even the Shamashim that are Lefonai Bemore. Now, these Shamashim that are Lefonai Bemore, by definition, are things that you can't really make. So you see that that's included in the Isra. Amar Abaye. So Abaye said, Loyosra Torah Elo Dmus Arba Ponim Bahadi Adadi. What this is referring to is if somebody wants to make the Dmus of the Chayes HaKodesh. The Chayes HaKodesh as described in Yecheskel Paragalef, the Maisa HaMerkava, mentions the Chayes of having four faces, the faces of different Chayes, but the point is that something that you're not allowed to do. But if somebody would just want to make the Dmus of one of the Shamashim, then it would be okay. So the Gemara says, you tell me it's only Aser, Dmus Arba upon him. Elamiyat, the parts of Adam Luchudei Tishtori. So if you want to make the parts of a person, that's fine. It's not the four. It's actually one of the four, but it's not the four. Alam Tanya, why do we learn in a brayse? Kol ha'partzufim mutarim chutz miparts of Adam. We have a mefurish brayse. He not make the parts of Avon Adam. Amar Rav Huna b'Rei d'Ravidi mipirkei d'Abaye Shmili. He said from something Abaye said, I know the answer. Loisasun iti, loisasun oisi. You're not allowed to make oisi, and because it says you're not allowed to make oisi, meaning Hakadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol, that's how we know you're not allowed to make the picture of a person. Now the Rishonim will discuss what this means. Number one, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have a dmus. It's one of the Yud Gimel Animamim. Number two, Of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have the demus of an Adam. So what does this even mean? What's Pash Shibshah? How do you read these words? Leisasun iti, leisasun oisi. And as a result, you're not allowed to make the demus of a person. And we know man was created b'tzelem alikim. We spoke about it not so long ago. But of course, it doesn't mean that chas v'shalom, that man looks like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if you look at Rabbeinu Chananel on the side of the Gemara, he says a dover nifla. Pirish leisasun oisi kegoin demus Adam. Shani mara l'neviim b'chazyoinam. K'dechse b'yecheskel d'mus k'mara adam olav milmala. That when HaKadosh Baruch Hu would reveal himself to the neviim via the medium of nevuah, sometimes he looked like a person. And that's why leisason iti, leisason oisi, it's going, but the point is going back to the original question, how was Rabbi Gamliel allowed to have the d'mus of a levana? Doesn't it say in the Torah, leisason iti, you're not allowed to make the d'mus of shamashai? So the Tered says, yeah, that's true, but that's only if you're going to get it right. You can make the levana. It's impossible. We have another braisa that says, leisason kidmus shamashai amasham shalafana b'marim. That means the chayas hakoidish, the d'mus, parts of the arba upon him. That's a whole different deal. It says the Gemara, but still, you tell me everything else is mutter. But Tanya, we have a third price. So it says leisasun iti, same pasuk, and we learn from here leisasun kidmus shamashai hameshamshin lefanai b'marim. And here we go weiter. Kigoyin oifanim v'srofim v'chayis hakodesh u'malachi hashoreis. So it doesn't sound like it's dafku d'mus arba upon him. Here we have a whole bunch of examples of things that's included in it. It's true. It mentions more than the d'mus arba upon him. Clearly, that's the opinion of this braisa. But at the same time, of all the things that were mentioned, these are all things that live in the Madara Elyon. Rashi says the Madara Elyon is the seventh Rakia. Based on the Gemara in Chagiga, Yud Beis, where the Gemara says that there are seven skies, there are Shiva Rakiyim, and the Gemara delineates what exactly each sky has in it. The seventh Rakia, that's the highest of the high. That's where all these things are. So what's in the Madara Elyon is going to be awesome. But as it relates to the Levana, Zok Rashi, if you look in the Gemara Chagiga, it's in the Madara Sheini. It's much lower down. And as a result, that's not included in this Isser. But the Gemara asks again, Vishem Madara Tachtem Mishari. Is the Madara Tachtem? What about the time we learned in a Brisa? So it says in the Torah, Leisasalucho Pesa V'chol Tmun HaShe B'Shamay Mima'al V'Hashe B'Oretz Mitochas V'Hashe B'Mai Mitachas L'Oretz. This is, of course, from the Aseret Sanadibris. Now, it says the Brisa, so when it says HaShe B'Shamayim, not just Shemayim. L'rabbis chama u'levono k'chavim u'mazolis. Mimal l'rabbis malachi asharis. So it sounds like you're not allowed to make even chama u'levono k'chavim u'mazolis. So the Gemara says, no. Kitanya hilo avdom. That pasuk's talking about worshiping Avodah Zarah. Yeah, you're not allowed to worship these things. Faith, you're not allowed to worship these things. So, what do you mean? Only those things, you're not allowed to worship anything. You can't worship a toilas. You can't worship a worm. You can't. The Tanya, in fact, that's included in that braisa. Asher ba'aretz, right? We just darshan asher ba'shamayim. But the Gemara darshan is the second part of the pasuk too. Asher ba'aretz is l'rabbis horim, mountains, ugvois, yamim unaharis. Afikim vigeus. Mitachas, l'rabbis shul shul katan. So again, you have no right from that pasuk because that pasuk is not talking about making. That pasuk is talking about worshiping. That's of course a whole different story. Freit the Gemara, but for the fifth time, Vasiya grade the Samishari. Is it mutter to make a picture of the moon? What Tanya learned in the Braisa? Loisasuniti. Back to that pasuk. Loisasun kidmus shamoshai hameshamshon lefonai kigoin chamo ulevono koychavim umazolis. Here it's checkmate. You're not allowed to make Chama, Levana, Kechavim, Mazalis. It's clear you're not allowed to do it. So again, how could Rabbi Gamliel have had this Levana? You see, clearly it's something that you're not allowed to do. So the Gemara says, Shani, Rabbi Gamliel, you have to say Rabbi Gamliel was different. Dachherim, Asuloi. Other people made. He didn't make it. People made, he just had it. But being that he didn't make it, it wasn't a problem. So it's Mashma. Even though it says in Torah you're not allowed to make it, just means you can't physically construct it. But if somebody makes it and he gives it to you, that's okay. But Rabbi Yehuda, Dachir Masulay, Rabbi Yehuda da Moira, other people had made something like this for him. Va'amalei Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda, and Shmuel told Rabbi Yehuda, Shinina. Shmuel used to refer to Rabbi Yehuda as Shinina. Sami Einai Dedain. You have to knock out an eye or do something to it because you have to make it not look real. So the Gemara says, there it was different. Hasam chaysamay boilei tava. You have to say a whole different teretz. You're right. You're not allowed to make it. In certain situations, you can't even have it. But over there was chaysamay boilei. Over there, the features were protruding. And because they were protruding, that gives it more of a 3D feel. And that's why it's a problem. And the reason it's a problem is mishum cheshada, because people are going to think that you're worshiping Avodah Zarah. But if it's not chasamay boilet, it's not going to be a problem. And the Gemara says, there's a makar to this, kedetanya tabas. If someone has a ring, and these rings had these insignias on them, so chasamay boilet, if the insignia is boyleit aser lahanicha. You're not aware it. Umutalachdim ba. You'll add a sign with it. Chaysame shekeya. If, however, the chaysim is sunken in, mutal lahanicha vaso lachdim ba. But the point is, you see, there's this concept. There's a difference between if it's boyleit and shekeya. That must be the difference. Says the gemara michashina lechshada. So you're telling me now that we're chayish. If someone's going to have one of these images in his house, that maybe we're going to be chayish. Vahi beknisha the shafi yosef benarda. There was a beis haknesses. It was called shafi yosef benarda. I ain't Rashi, who talks a little bit about it. Not for now. And there was a tselem over there. There was some sort of statue. Vava Eili Rav v'Shmuel Vavua d'Shmuel v'Levi. The Gedolei Yoylam used to go umatzas, and they were davening v'leichashi l'chshada. How come they weren't worried about chshada? There was some sort of pestle in that neighborhood. So how come they weren't worried? So Mar said, Rabbim Shani, they were a rabbim. No one's choishit a rabbim. A yachid was choishit. A rabbim was not choishit. Faith the Gemara of Rabbi Gamliel yachid. Okay, so let's go back to Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel was a yachid. So why are we not being choshed him, given the nasi who shchichi rabban gabei. The rabban was always by him, and therefore we treat him like a rabban. Iba yaseima, or you can say a different mahalach from Rabbi Gamliel, the prakim hava. It was made of pieces. What happened was, he had it musa the levana, but at the same time, he would put it together, and then he would take it apart. It's like this, there was no chshat, because people knew he was always taking it apart. Or finally, you could say, lislamid of it. He did a lislamid. He made it to teach, and being that it was made for teachers, no issue anyways, because iksiv, loisilmad lasis, avalat alamid lahavin alahayra. So you're not allowed to do it if you just want to have it, but if you're doing it to teach, in that case, it's going to be okay. So just to recap a little bit what we just did, and actually, this gemara is a nice exhibit for Mavoi LeTalmud, for introduction to Talmud Bavli, you know, that we sometimes talk about. And that is, the Mishnah said that Rabbi Gamliel had a Demus of a Levon, and he used to use it for that Yaitas. People would come, they would want to say Eidos, and they don't really know much about astronomy, and as a result, you're going to start asking them questions about the moon. They're not going to be able to answer. Was it facing this way, that way? It's often done. They're not going to know what you're talking about. So Rabbi Gamliel, he had the demus of different levanos, and like this, he would show him. Was it this? Was it that? Was it that? Was it this? Like this, he was able to simplify for everybody, and therefore it was able to work. And the Gemara had a bomb kasha. The kasha was, how are you allowed to do that? It says in the Torah, le'sasun iti, which means that you're not allowed to make these kinds of graven images, and this is something that you shouldn't be allowed to make. But the Gemara needed five braises to ask the question. The Gemara eventually asked the question, and then the Gemara struggled to answer it. But the Gemara needed five braises to ask the question, right? Just to bring it out. So the Gemara said, how do you know you're not allowed to make the Levana? I have a braise. So it says in the braise, Loisasun iti, Loisasun kidmus shamasha. You're not allowed to make the image of one of my shamashim. The Levana is one of the shamashim. So what did the Gemara answer? I don't know. Maybe shamasha just means what you can get it right. The moon you can't get right, so maybe it's not included. So the Gemara says, I hear, but I have another braise. So it says, Loisasun iti, Loisasun kidmus shamasha, Hamishamshun lefanai bemarim. What was the difference between the first braise and the second braise? Three words. Hamishamshon lefanai b'marim. But hamishamshon lefanai b'marim, by definition, means it's not something you're going to get right. And afal pikein, it's included in the iser. So how you let him make the levana? So the Gemara gave a teretz. It means musar ba upon him. Fine, you can get out of that. But the Gemara added a kasha, because the Gemara said I have a third braise that adds even to the second braise. Loisasun iti, loisasun kidmusha moshai, hamishamshon lefanai b'marim. And here we have another line. Kigoyin, oifanim, v'srofim, v'chayis hakodesh malachi asharis. So you see, it's not only the musar ba upon him. Clearly, so the Gemara said that's true, but maybe those things have in common, they're all in the Madara Elyon, as opposed to the Levana, which is in the Madara Sheni. So you have no riot from there. But the Gemara says, I have a fourth price that even adds to the first three. Asher b'ashamayim l'rabi schama u'levana k'ychavim u'mazalois. So the Gemara says, that stam has nothing to do with anything, because that's talking about worshipping. That's not talking about, but the Gemara says, that's true. But I have another price that is talking about making, and that also adds. Loisasun iti, loisasu kidmusha moshai hamishamshon lefanai. Okay, so we have dmusha moshai hamishamshon lefanai b'marim, but it doesn't just mention things that are in the Madara Elyon, it adds kigoyin chamo ulevana kechavim mazalos. Oh, here it's clear. So then the Gemara said, aha, so now we have to give an answer. So either someone else made it for him, aye, what about the chshada? He used to take it apart, or maybe it was l'islam made ulehayris, and maybe then it's going to be okay. But the point is, you see, not all brises were created equally, and there were different Tanoim that had braises that they were makabel from their rabbeim, and it was in a different nusach. And so often the exercise of Chazal, so much of the shakla v'taya, the back and forth of a Gemara, is trying to find a braise that says exactly what we're looking for. And we had five braises, and four of them were very, very close. but it didn't really accomplish what the Gemara was trying to accomplish. In this case, ask Akasha. But finally, on the fifth try, the Gemara said, here I have a Mufurish Brice. But notice how every Brice is a little different, right? Four out of the five Brices are talking about the same exact thing, but just a little bit of language. And that little bit of language from a halacha perspective is huge. And so much of what the Amiram did was sort out all these different Brices. And usually the Mishnah was the most Beloshin Kitzara, the Brises talked a little bit more, but even in the world of Brises, the Brises that added 3 words, another Brise added 7 words, another Brise added 20 words, and really, depending on which Brise you had access to, that would be very insightful in terms of the topic at hand. Again, it sounds like just a recap of the Gemara, but once we internalize this, it brings the Gemara so to life in terms of just big picture, what exactly is happening. But as it relates to today's raid, we can obviously talk about Amud Beis and the whole concept of pictures and sculptures, but we're also going through the sugyas of Kiddush HaChodesh. We're learning about Eidos HaChodesh. So I think this is a good opportunity to delve into a little bit of Lumbus, because really the sugyas of Eidos HaChodesh, they cross over very much with Lumbus sugyas. The reason is because the way Beis Din determined when Rosh Chodesh is was by being Mekabel Eidos. So there was a Hilchas Eidos component to determining when Rosh Chodesh is. And Hilchas Eidos is one of the great Mektsoyas in Noshim Nezikin. It's one of the great Mektsoyas in the world of the Ktsoyas and the Nesivos. And as a result, maybe it's Kedai just to talk a little bit about Kiddush HaChodesh, but specifically Eidos HaChodesh, and all very much Negeya the Gemaras that we're learning right now. So just to begin with a Ha'ara that the Olam expressed before and after the Daf, and a Ha'ara that I found in Chedushei Reb Shmuel, for Reb Shmuel Rizovsky, the Shiv of Panovich, Zechet Tzadik Levrach, and this is an Ishiyurim in the beginning of Masechtas Makis, a very, very, very obvious question. And that is the Gemara on Daf Chaf, when we started really getting into the astronomy, said something shocking. Something surprising. And that is that when Edom would come in to testify that they saw the new moon, Beis Din would be ma'ayin the Edom. They would interrogate the Edom. Now, that's not surprising at all. You learn Masechtas Makis and Sanhedrin, Edos Mominus, Edos Nefashis. That was part and parcel of the cross-examination process. They would spook them out sometimes. They would tell them, you realize you're testifying that a person's chayiv misa. Do you understand what you may have on your hands in the event that you got it wrong? And they would go out of their way, sometimes with drama, to make sure that the Edom understood the severity of what it is they're about to do. And just, someone's paying you, now would be a good time to let us know. We'll make believe this never happened and just walk away from this situation. But what the Gemara said in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chaf Amud Aleph was that Beis Din would be ma'ayim the Edom sometime to get them to lie. So if two Edom walked into Beis Din, they said, we saw the moon. And Beis Din's trying to talk to them. Just do us a favor. Don't say anything. Because if you say something, we have an obligation to accept your Edos, and we're going to have to say Mekudosh. So they're literally being Ma'ayim the Edom to make them be quiet. Rav Dimi Min Ahardos said on the bottom of Chaf Amud Aleph, even a bigger Chiddush, he said they used to be Ma'ayim the Edom, get two people to tell Beis Din they saw the new moon when they really never saw the new moon. Rabbeinu Shalom, how's that possible? You're literally getting people to walk into Beis Din and lie? How could you do that? To say Eidos Sheker is an Issa D'Oraisa. Number one, Midvar Sheker Terchak, easy enough. But besides that, that's one of the Aseres HaDibris. Loisane B'Reyache Eid Sheker. How in the world can you possibly do that? So Frank Reb Shmuel, what everybody was bothered by when we learned this Gemara, and that is, what does this mean? They were Ma'ayim the Edom to get the Edom to lie. I understand this Cheshbonis, Tikkun HaMayadis. We're not belittling that, but how can you go about doing that by asking a yid to lie? That's the kasha. So there's a short answer to this question, but there's also a long scenic answer to this question. And obviously, for the sake of the raid bite, we're going to take the long scenic route. And that is, the Minchas Chinuch and Mitzvah Dalet is mefalful, different, very geshmak shaylas as it relates to the laws of Eidos HaChodesh. One of the shaylas that he declares is classic Minchas Chinuch. It's mamish epic. He says, Nistapakti. I had a suffix. What would be if two people walk into Beis Din, they say they saw the new moon. So let's just pick a month, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So it's Lamed Adar. And they walk into Beis Din and they say, Beis Din, it's not really Lamed Adar, it's really Rosh Chodesh Nisan. These two people were Kitanim. But they're going to become bar mitzvah on Lamed Ada, which means they're going to become bar mitzvah on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Meaning, if we accept their Eidos, and Bezin says Mekodesh, that means it's Rosh Chodesh Nisan, it's Rosh Chodesh Nisan, we're literally having a bar mitzvah. If, however, we don't accept their Eidos, it's going to be Lamed Ada. If it's Lamed Ada, they're not bar mitzvah. Clears the Minchas Chinuch, can we accept their Eidos, or can we not accept the Eidos? Now, just to be clear, at the time that the Eidim are going to say their Eidos, they're going to be ketanim. At the time that there's going to be a gemar din, they're still going to be ketanim. When are they going to become gedolim? When Beis Din says mekudesh, v'chala oinam achrav mekudesh mekudesh. That's when this is all going to go into effect. So at the time that they say the Eidos, at the time of the drisha, the chakir, or Gamliel is going to be showing them the tzuris of the Lavana, at that point they're going to be ketanim. Even at the time of the gemar din, they're still going to be ketanim. However, when Beis Din finally is mekadesh the chaydesh, then they'll be gedolim. But not only will they be gedolim, it's going to be Igloi Milsalem Afreya, that the whole time while they were saying Eidos, they were really Gdoilim. Because if you become Bar Mitzvah today, it means you became Bar Mitzvah by Shkia, Bein Ashmoshes, Rabbeinu Tam. So they were really Gdoilim at the time that they said Eidos. They were Gdoilim at the time of the Jewish of Hakira. They were Gdoilim at the time of the Gemara Din. So in real time, at the time of that God that Eidos, they're Ketanim. But once we accept their Eidos, and when Mekadesh the Chaydesh, now they're going to be Gdoil. So clears them in Ches Chinuch, are they Koshal Eidus or are they Pasal Eidus? Do you say Zilbasa Hashta? Right now they're saying Eidus Tektanim. So right now the Ketanim, there's no way to be able to be Mekabel their Eidus. So you can't have to wait and walk into Bezdin and testify. You can't do Drishas V'chakiris on a Katan. You can't have a Gemar Din that's based on the Eidus of a Katan. But then again, the moment you have the Gemar Din and you say Mekudesh, and Gloy Milsa, they were really Gdoilim. This is a classic Suffolk of the Minchas Chinuch. Clears the Minchas Chinuch. What would be the halacha? So says the Minchas Chinuch, I'm a little unsure, but at the same time, I think it might be Tali in a very, very famous Tosfos. How famous? The first Tosfos in Masechtas Makis. So Masechtas Makis begins with a halacha. Me'iden anu be'ish keitzad ha'edem nasim zoymen. Me'iden anu be'ish ploini ishu ben gerusha ben chalutza. Ein oimrim yase ze ben gerusha ben chalutza tachtov el aloik arbam. So let's just back up a little bit because it's been a while since we've delved into these sugyas. If two Edim walk into Bezin and they say, kach v'kach happened. Two other Edim walk in and they say, you're lying. How do I know you're lying? Because Imanu Yisim, I'm not complaining. At that time that you say, whatever it is happened, you were together with us. So the halacha is, the second pair of Edim are believed. The first pair of Edim are deemed to be liars. Aye, it's Trey or Trey. It's Zaymim Chiddushu. But that's the halacha. Not just that, we punish the first pair of Edim. They're deemed to be Edim Zaymim, and the punishment is Vasisim Loi Kashazomim Lasis Lachim. So, for example, if their Edus was going to cost somebody $100, they now have to pay $100. If their Edus was going to cost somebody Malkus, they'll be Chayiv Malkus. If their Edus was going to cost somebody his life, they're now going to be Chayiv Mises Bezdin. But the Mishnah at the very beginning of Masechtas Makis says that there are two examples, and there are really others, but there are two examples of where there's no halach of kasha zomim lasas lachim. And the first example that the Mishnah says is if two Edim would walk into Bezdin and they would say, Me'iden anu bish ployni, shu ben gerusha ben chalutza. Ployni is a kohen. As a result, he's collecting trumas, maestras, he duchens, he does the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. Two Edim walk into Bezin and say, it's true, he's a kohen, his father's a kohen. But we know that his mother was a grusha. His father had no right to marry his mother, or she was a chalutza. Me'idin anu be'ish ployni. We're saying Edis about this person that he's a ben grusha, ben chalutza, which in English means he's a chala, which means he's puzzle for all the dinei kohuna. Now we find out that the two Edim that said, Me'idin anu b'ish ployni shum ben grusha ben chalutza, we're really zaymimin. So says the Mishnah, ein oimrim, we don't say, yasezeb ben grusha ben chalutza tachta, meaning you would have had a fleeting avamina, so maybe these two edims should now be deemed chalolim. They should be ben grushas and ben chalutzas. And the Mishnah says, no, we don't say that. Elo, instead of giving them kashazam, I'm like arboim, they get malchus. Gemara says, why? Because it says, vasisim loy, loy v'loy lazaroy. That's the Gemara, mesachtes makis da bezam anal. Freik tois was abom lakash. Tosva says, there's an example, that's what the Mishnah is saying, where two people could say Eidos, and if they're found to be Zoymimin, there will not be Kasha Zoman. Ein oimrim yasezeb ben gerusha ben chalutza tachtov, elo loiker arban. Freik Tosva, we know there's a halacha that Eidos has to be Eidos sha'ato yochoy lahazimo. It's a halacha in Hilchas Eidos, that the only time Eidim can say Eidos, and their Eidos will be accepted, is if it's possible that these Edim can become Zoymimin, and if they became Zoymimin, they would get Kasha Zom. If me'idin anu b'shploini, shu ben gerusha ben chalutza, ein oimrim yasiz that ben gerusha ben chalutza tachtav. So that means this edus is edus she'i ati yochel azima. There's no way to be mekayim kasha zoma. If there's no way to be mekayim kasha zoma, then sinit kain edus. If it's not an edus, so why are we having this conversation? As I freak Tosfos. And Tosfos says two terutzim to this kasha. Tosfos' first terutz is, v'yesh loimar, kivan deloikin havi kasha zomam, v'havi shaper ati yochel azimu. What does it mean you have to have edus ati yochel azimu? It means that there has to be consequences. When an aide walks into Bezin and he testifies, he has to know that if somebody would be mazamim, could be he's going to get punished. V'asisam loy kasha zomam, lasis lo'achiv is a great disincentive for a person to lie in court. As a result, it is very powerful in terms of us sorting out who's telling the truth, who's not telling the truth. Says Tosfos that enochinami miiden anu b'shplenu shuben grusha ben chalutza. There's no kasha zaman, but at the same time there is an oinish. There's an oinish of malchus. So that's enough for it to be considered edus ati yochel azimu. Edus she'i ati yochel azimu would be that there's no way to be mazamim at all. So there's no way for him to be punished if he's found out to be zaymimin. But over here there is a way. Now, not kasha zomam, malchus, abazok toishas, kiven the loikin, have a kasha zomam. That's enough for it to be considered kasha zomam. V'have a shaper, after yochel azimim, that's enough for it to be considered yochel azimim. That's his first teretz. Toishas' second teretz is, v'oide shloimar, the gabi edus to ben gerusha v'chalutzo, loy chashin an klau b'ati yochel azimim. We don't care about the fact that it's yat yochel azimim. Why? Because the mehecha nafkalon to be an edus at yochel azimim, mi kasha zomam. How do you know you need Edesh Ati Yochel Azimah from the parish of Kasha Zomam? To the extent that the Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza is Edos, is excluded from the parish of Kasha Zomam, so then you don't need Edesh Ati Yochel Azimah. In other words, the only time you need Edesh Ati Yochel Azimah is if you're subject to the parish of Azamah. But once the Gemara said, Vasisim Loi, Loi Veloi Lazari, that Edos, the Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza is excluded from the parish of Azamah, so if it's excluded from Azamah, then why shouldn't it have to be Edesh Ati Yochel Azimah? In other words, says Tosfos two terutzim to this kasha. Again, the kasha was the Mishnah says midan b'shplaini she'u ben grusha ben chalutza. There's no kasha zomam. Ein noyim yasa zeb ben grusha ben chalutza tachtav. Elo loikam abra. Fake Tosfos. If there's no kasha zomam, says edus ati yochel azima. So Tosfos two terutzim. One teretz is the malchus is the kasha zomam. So really there is kasha zomam. The second teretz says it's true. There is no edus ati yochel azima. But you don't need edus ati yochel azima. The only time you need edus ati yochel azima where it's shayach hazomam. But it's not shayach kasha zomam, then you don't need edus ati yochel azima. So you do it at the noyim. Yehuda and the Mechas Chinuch and the Gedolei Achreinim said that what's the nafkamina between Tosfos two terutzim? The nafkamina would be if a person said eini yodea b'chakirois, meaning you ask this person who said I know for a fact that this Kohen's mother is a grusha. Really, you saw her get divorced? Yeah, I was in court. I saw it happen. When did it happen? I don't know. I have no idea. So ordinarily, that's a problem because that's by definition edus she'iyata yochel azima. Why is an edus she'iyata yochel azima? Because there's no way to be mazim a person if he doesn't tell you when it happened. Hazama is at the time that you say this happened imanu hayisa. Well, if you don't tell me when it happened, then there's no way for me to be mazim you. So said the gedolei achronim. That's the nafkamina between Tosfos two terutzim. What would be if somebody said eini yodea b'chakiras? He doesn't know exactly when it happened. According to Tosfos first teretz, it's going to be a problem because really there is. Is a din of edus ati yochel azimah when it comes to edus to ben gerusha ben chalutza? Narvas, there's no kasha zomam. No, there is kasha zomam. The malchus is in lieu of the kasha zomam. But according to Tosfos, second teretz, that being that there's no kasha zomam, you don't need edus ati yochel azimah. So too, if he says any debe chakiris, it's not going to be a problem. The Beis Halevi argued with this noyde b'Yehuda. Vein kam mekoyim laharach. This is Makis 101 Ray. Says the Mechas Chinuch. So it comes out from Tosfos that any time you have a situation where two Edom say Edos, and the Edos is I at yochel azim. It's impossible to administer a kasha zomam on this Edos. Is that Edos a good Edos, or is it not a good Edos? It's Tosfos two terutzim. According to Tosfos first teretz, if it's not possible to administer some form of a kasha zomam, if you can at the very least give a person malchus, that Edos is going to go down as Edos she'iyata yochel azim. It's not going to be a kosher Edos. According to Tosfos second teretz, to the extent you can't be mekayim a kasha zomam, you don't have to worry about the fact that it's iyati yochel azima. Iyati yochel azima is a problem where it's subject to hazama. But if it's not shayich to hazama anyways, then you don't have to worry about it. So said the Minchas Chinuch, what would be if two Edom walked into Bezin and they say, we saw a new moon. And then two other Edom came and they were mazim them. Now, vasisim loy kasha zomam lasis la'achiv? What's the vasisim loy kasha zomam lasis la'achiv? This is obviously not going to be a kasha zomam. There is no kasha zom. They wanted the month to start today as opposed to tomorrow. So there's no hazom. What would happen? The Malkus. Meaning, Eidos HaChodesh is really very, very similar to Eidos de Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutz. But more as it relates to what we need right now. What happens if two Eidim on their 13th birthday, maybe or maybe not, our Kitanim, who if we accept their Eidos, are now going to be Bar Mitzvah, they're going to be Gedolim. If they're going to go now and they're going to say Eidos, so said the Mechas Chinuch, I can hear it sad, that even though at the time that they're saying Eidos, even though at the time of the Drisha V'Chakir, at the time of the Gemara, then they're still Ketanim. But once we accept their Eidos, we're going to say Mekudesh, it's going to be a Gloy Milsalim Afreya, that they're really Gedolim. If they're really Gedolim, so maybe we should accept their Eidos. Why not? Mechas Chinuch says, I hear such a tzad. Abazok, they have a different problem. You know what my problem is? What would be if after they said their Eidos, two other Eidim would walk in and be Mazim them? They would say, Imanu Ayisim and Mokomploini. What would happen to these two Eidim? Nothing. You know why? Because they're Ketanim. You can't do anything. They wouldn't even get the Malkus of the Eidos de Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza. The reason is because they're Ketanim. And now just to bring it out even more clear, Hazama 101, the way an Eid becomes an Eid Zoyimim is he says Eidos, Bezdin Paskins based on their Eidos. Two other Eidim walk in after the Gemara Din and say, Imanu Yisav Malkum Ploini. That's when the sugyas of Eidim Zoyimim enters. What happens if there was no Gemara Din yet? There's no Hazama. What happens if Bezdin didn't just paskin, but Bezdin acted upon? Meaning they actually said that they administered the psak. In our case, they said Mekudosh. At that point, it's too late. Because it's Halach of Kasher Zomam, V'loy Kasher Asa. So said the Michas Chinuch, the only way it'd be Shaykh for Edom to ever become Edom Zoymimin as it relates to Edos Chodesh is if the Edom would become Zoymimin after the Gemar Din before Bezdin said Mekudesh. That means for sure Bezdin didn't say Mekudesh yet. If Bezdin didn't say Mekudesh yet, it's not Rosh Chodesh yet. If it's not Rosh Chodesh yet, that's still Ketanim. Which means that if two Edom would come and the two Edom would be Mazin them, that would mean that these two Edom are not going to be Edom Zoymimin. Or they'll be Edom Zoymimin, but they won't be punished. Why won't they be punished? Because you can't give them Malkus. You can't give a cotton Malkus. You can't punish a cotton. What was the Shiloh? The Shiloh was, what would be if two Edom walk into Bezdin on Lamed Adar and they say, today we saw the new moon, meaning it's Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It just so happens these two Edom Aktanim. But today they're going to become Bar Mitzvah and today they're going to be Gedolim. Which means if we accept their Edos, it comes out it's Rosh Chodesh. It comes out they became Gedolim last night. It comes out they saw it when they were Gedolim. They testify when they were Gedolim. It didn't happen when they were Gedolim. So boom, everything should be okay. The problem is, but in real time, they're Ketanim. So what's the halacha? It's telling the first place of Masechtas Makis. Why? Because this is Eidos Iyat Yochel Azimah. Because if they're going to be found to be Zoymimin, that means they would be knocked out before Bezin says Mekudesh. At that point, they're for sure Ketanim. You wouldn't be able to give them Kasher Zomam. You can never give them Kasher Zomam by Eidos HaChodesh. But you wouldn't even be able to give them Malkus. They couldn't even get the Malkus of the Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza. Even that they wouldn't be able to get. So it's Eidos Iyat Yochel Azimah. So here's the Shiloh. Eidos Iyat Yochel Azimah. When you have Eidos with there is no way to have Kasher Zomam. It's not a good Eidos or not. It's Taisus to Terutz. I'm going to Taisus for his Terutz. You have to have an Oynish. The only reason Eidos to Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutz is Eidos Ati Yochel Azimah is because there's Malkus. But over here there's no Malkus. But according to Taisus second Terutz, where it's not possible to have Eidos Shati, where it's not possible to have Kasher Zomam, then you don't need Eidos Ati Yochel Azimah. If in that case you don't need Eidos Ati Yochel Azimah, so in that case it's not going to be an issue. Says the Michas Chinuch L'Chayr, this suffix is really totally in Taisus to Terutz. That's what the Michas Chinuch says. But the emes is that it's mavur from Rab Kiva Eger in a tshuva, and this is in Simin Kufayim Vav, that Rab Kiva Eger had a different understanding than the Michas Chinuch did. It's mavur in Rab Kiva Eger that Rab Kiva Eger held that Eidos HaChodesh has no shaychis to the parsha of Hazam. Rab Kiva Eger declares a shaylah, a more simple question. Michas Chinuch's case is where they're becoming Bar Mitzvah on Rosh Chodesh, so if we accept their Eidos, they gedolim, if not, they're still ketan. That's Rab Kiva. That was the Michas Chinuch Shail. Rab Kiva said, what would be more pasha? Two Eidim walk into Bezdin, they say, we saw the new moon. And then they were found to be Zoymimin. Would they get Malkus or would they not get Malkus? So at first glance, you would say, of course they would get Malkus. That's Malkus that pays them an Aleph. So there's no kasha zomam. So you get Malkus. What was the next case? You get Malkus. And there's other examples of this as well. Anytime you can't administer kasha zomam, that's the takeaway of the first mission of Masechtas Makis. You give people Malkus. Rav Kiva said, I hold that by Eidus HaChodesh there'd be no Malkus. That's what Kivega says. There'd be no Malkus by Eidus HaChodesh. Why not? He said, because what's the Malkus? What's the Malkus when a person is an Eid Zayman? So the Gemara learns it out from a Pasuk, Vitzikos, Hatzadik, Vishuos, Arasha, but it boils down to the Lavoisase. What's the Lav? What Lav did this person violate so that you want to give him Malkus now? He violated the Loisase in the Torah, one of the Aseres Adibris. It says, Loisane Bireyacha Eid Shaker. Said Reb Kiva Eger, a Dover Nifla. That's the Makar that you're not let a law in court. But he says, what does it say in the Pasuk? Loisane Bireyacha. You're not let to testify about Reyacha Eid Shaker. You can't walk into court and say, Ruven this, Shimon that, Levi Azoy, Yehuda Azoy. It's Loisane Bireyacha Eid Shaker. But when a Yid walks into Bez and he says, I saw the new moon, he's not being made on Reyacha. He's talking about what's going on in the world right now. It's not an Eidus Bireyacha. Zok Reb Kiva Eger. And he says, if it's not Eidus Bireyacha, you're not going to be over Leisana Bireyacha Echaker. If there's no Leisana Bireyacha Echaker, there's no Malkus. Why? Because if there's no Leisana Bireyacha Echaker, there's no Malkus, because Einoin Shalom came Azirin, and the whole basis of the Malkus of Edom Zoymimin comes from the Leisase of Leisana. Fate Rab Kiveger. So Fate Rab Kiveger, if that's the case, if I'm right, that there's never Malkus if two Edom by Edos HaChodesh are found to be Zoymimin. Why? Because Leisana Bireyacha Echaker, now it's not Bireyacha. So if that's the case, how could you ever accept Eidus HaChodesh? It's Eidus Shi'iyat Yochel Azima. Tosfos Kasha. Now, Bishloima says, Rab Kiveger, according to Tosfos Second Eretz, where it's not Shayach Kasha Zomam, no worries. So very good, you don't have to worry about it. But like Tosfos First Eretz, that the only reason we could accept the Eidim, Me'idin Onabish Ploinushu Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza, is because they get Malkus, but Eidus HaChodesh is no Malkus. So if there's no Malkus, so how could you ever accept the Eidus? Azoy Fake Rab Kiveger. Again, Rab Kiveger is making an assumption, there's for sure no Malkus by Eidus HaChodesh. Because the Malkus comes from a lav of Leisana Briyacha Eid Shaker in its root, and it's not Bireyacha. So Mimil, you are not Ivalei Sana Bireyacha Echaker. So Fake Rab Kiveger, so how can you ever accept the Eidus? Eidus at Yachel Azim. And again, Bishlam, according to Taisa Second Teretz, if it's not Shaykh Malkus, don't worry about it. But according to Taisa First Teretz, you have a problem. So Rab Kiveger, you have to say that what's the makar that you need Eidus at Yachel Azim? It's learned out from the Parsha of Azam. What does it say in the Torah? Vasisim loy kashe zamam lasois la'achiv. The only time there's hazama is where you were. That's you wanted to do la'achiv. Eidus HaChodesh is completely excluded from the parish of Azama. That's what Rav Kiveger says. Because it's not lasis la'achiv. Eidus HaChodesh is super unique in the world of Eidus. It's not bireyacha. It's not kashazamam lasis la'achiv. Because you're not testifying. Usually when you walk into Bezin and you say Eidus, you're testifying about a person. Here you're not. Now if you go through Rav Kiveger's tshuva there in Kufa Yavav, he has other examples of this. It's fascinating. Ayin Shah. But the point is that where it's not lireyacha, where it's not la'achicha, over there you're not going to have to worry about it. But in other words, what Rav Kiveger's saying is a gevaldige chiddush. He's saying that when it comes to Eidus HaChodesh, there's never going to be Malkus anyways. You don't have to worry about these sugyas of Hazama. Because there's never going to be vasisam kashazam lasis la'achiv. It's never going to be loisana bireyacha eid shaker. Mechas Chinuch clearly didn't name on that way. Mechas Chinuch is saying a svara very, very clear that in his gishmaka case with the Edom are going to become bar mitzvah in the event that you accept the Eidus that it's Rosh Chodesh. So now we're ready. You're going to have to figure out the Hazama components, and he's making his Shaila Toli in Toysus Tutarutz and Mesachtes Makis. Reb Kiveger said Toysus and Makis has no Shaychus to this Sugya. Because at the end of the day, over here, like Sana Bireyacha Eid Shaker is not in effect because he's not saying Eidus Bireyacha. And as it relates to Vasis and like Kashazam and Lasas Lachim, over here, this is not something you have to worry about. So just to come full circle, so said Reb Shmuel Rozovsky, it is Shiurei Reb Shmuel. So he said it comes out we have a machloikis between Reb Kiveger and the Minchas Chinuch. If somebody walks into Bezdin, tells Bezdin, I saw the new moon. He lied as a fleshige ligner. Was he over the loisa saying the Torah of loisana bereyache etchake? Mechas Chinuch said, yeah. Reb Kiveger said, no. But according to Reb Kiveger, says Reb Shmuel, we have a Pesach. We have a little bit of a mafteach to understand the very, very perplexing Gemara on Daf Chaf Amud Aleph. The Gemara said there used to be ma'ayim the Edom. They would literally tell the Edom to lie. They would manipulate the Edom to get them to say what Bezdim wanted them to say, to serve their purpose. How could you do that? How could somebody stand in court and lie? You're being goyver leisan b'riyache et shaker. Like Reb Kiveger, you're not being goyver leisan b'riyache et shaker. Because it's not b'riyache. And as a result, there really is no leisan. What is there? There's midvash sheker tircha, that there is. Aber zok Rav Shmuel, there's a lot of precedent that when it comes to midvash sheker tircha, you could be mishana mipnei hasholim, and there's different times that Bezdin would sometimes violate midvash sheker tircha if they had a good enough reason to do it. And this Bezdin deemed to be a good enough reason. But he says, l'chayre, this gemara and afchaf amir aleph is a raya nifla. The shitas Rav Kiva Eger. The Rav Kiva Eger said there's no loisan reyache eit shaker. Because if there's loisana, then you're dealing with a loisase, and Bezdin has no right to play with this loisase. Midva sheker tirchak, that's gemaras. That's divrei chazal. Bishanin as a emes b'pnei hasholim. We know that. Midva sheker tirchak has a little bit of wiggle room. Don't try this at home. But Chazal sometimes said that there are times that you're allowed to use it. But as it relates to loisana, that's a loisase. How could you circumvent loisana? Teretz is Rav Kiva Eger, that when it comes to Eidus HaChodesh, really there is no Leisana.